Air Force chief recruiter was ordered to illegally discriminate against white men, report. By Peter Cattle on August 22, 2022. The chief recruiter for the Royal Air Force, RAF, resigned after being ordered to actively discriminate against white men in a way she believed was unlawful, reports suggest. The head of recruitment within Britain's RAF is said to have been ordered by the Air Force's senior management to actively discriminate against white men in service of their woke agenda, a report published on Sunday alleges. It is the latest claim made against the organization in an ongoing saga over the force's hiring practices, which have reportedly been twisted to prioritize ethnic minorities and women over white men in service of filling diversity quotas. Such diversity quotas appear to have the full support of Britain's so-called Conservative Party government, with the Armed Forces Minister openly backing discriminatory measures aimed at increasing diversity hires so long as they are implemented in a legal manner. However, according to a report by Sky News, the former chief recruiter for the Royal Air Force, who has remained unnamed, allegedly did not think that the hiring policy she was being ordered to enforce was legal, opting to reject the order and resign rather than pass it on to her subordinates. The recruiter was reportedly told to load any remaining women and ethnic minorities in those priority professions that are ready, even if the EA, enlisted aviator, candidates are not first past the post, in a move that, by process of elimination, would have left white men high and dry. This direction is to make offers of employment to additional women and ethnic minority candidates solely on the basis of their protected characteristics and in preference to non-men who have successfully passed all selection criteria ahead of them, the former chief recruiter reportedly wrote in an email seen by Sky News, informing the then-chief's seniors that their order was not action due to her belief that it was both unlawful and against the RAF's own rules. The recruiter then reportedly went on to voice her support for the organization's diversity crusade, though she said that the RAF should only aim to fill its diversity quotas through legal means. While hiring people based on their race, religion, sex, or skin color is for the most part illegal in Britain, such hiring practices can be deemed acceptable so long they are implemented for the purposes of making the workplace more diverse and the candidates favored are as qualified as those being discriminated against. Legally, this is not labeled discrimination at all, but positive action. Armed Forces Minister James Heapey openly backed the military's diversity crusade so long as any discrimination implemented to achieve its diversity targets are within the letter of the above laws. We were content for the chief of the air staff and his team to look at what they could legally do in terms of positive action, providing that the conditions the Secretary of State, for Defense, and I have set are met, he said. Meanwhile, the country's Royal Air Force has come under fire for serious issues to do with its combat effectiveness, with fears that high staff turnover could see the Air Force unable to field supersonic jets in the events of an armed conflict with Russia or Communist China. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.